Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Is there one competent Weirton politician? It's a trick question. The answer, obviously, is no. We'll be talking about this water mess in Weirton. That is coming up next. But first, regarding the Blaine Hill Bridge project, we've got Bev McIntyre, who reached out to me and said, I want to go on the air. I want to talk with you about this. So, Bev, you're on with Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You reached out to me saying, hey, I got to talk with the people and all that. So where do you live and what is it like for you?
I live in Blaine. I'm on Heights Apartments. Mm-hmm. Right? Near the bridge. I just go down the bottom of the hill. There it is. And now we have to take, instead of making a right to go up the hill, we either have to take Blaine Burton Road to Ream Road, which is a dangerous road. It's not used, made for a township. It's not made for lots of traffic. Then I have to go into either Barton and up into St. Clair, so that way. But if I want to go to the mall or the plaza, we all know it's hard to make a left-hand turn out of Barton Road.
Yep.
So I take County Road 10 into Crescent into St. Clairsville. It's the easiest way to go.
That's not an easy ride. That's not an easy, fun ride.
No, it's not.
No.
But I will say County Road 10 from Burton into Crescent is paved, and it's a nice, that one there is a nice road.
Okay. So how difficult has it been? What has your life been like now that this bridge has been closed? And apparently, and I stress apparently, I don't know, ODOT is taking its good old sweet time, the engineers, to get anything done with this thing.
Add time. We have to put more gas in our vehicles. It was really a huge pain when they were working down in Brookside on that little bridge to even take Interstate 70. We feel like we're backtracking and everything.
Wow. God.
It's just a real pain.
What about the
and
local
we feel like we're forgotten about.
What about the local politicians, the village mayors, council, village council people? Anyone has anyone been a hero regarding this? Anyone stood up for the people?
Well, Rob Ferguson would have heard him. He's really sticking up for us.
Yes.
And you are. You're getting us out there.
I'm trying. I would be more than happy to do more. I've got a call into ODOT, and I like ODOT. I mean, I don't think this is a PR issue. My guess is something with the engineers, something on that end is the real problem here, but I'll get to the bottom of this thing. Hopefully, we'll have the press secretary on tomorrow. Hopefully, Ron Ferguson will be back on with the latest information regarding ODOT to try to make this Blaine Bridge Central right here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, to find out what the hell's going on with all of this stuff. Bev, anything else I should have asked you?
No, we just feel that ODOT has forgotten about us, is what we have feel like.
Yep. No question. It is pathetic, and you also take a look at I-70 going into West Virginia, and they just have let all those weeds overgrow and those nasty weed-like trees and the just everything. It's like nobody cares. No one gives a damn about our area here, and that's got to change. That definitely has to change.
Exactly.
Indeed.
No, and as you said, if it was the three C's, it would have gotten attention immediately.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe we need to change the name of Belmont to something that starts with a C. That way, maybe they'll confuse us with one of the big C's in Ohio. What would be a good name for Belmont that starts with a C?
I have no clue.
All right. Work on it and get back to me, Bev, all right?
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
God bless her. She's going to work on it, though. She will work on it. I absolutely believe that. All right. Good morning. How you doing? Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. You also get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. This Dimitri live and dangerously local. Force multiplier of truth. Hey, I like that. Your force multiplier of truth. I may have to trademark that. Force multiplier of truth. Okay, from now on, whenever you hear Dimitri live and dangerously local and people are talking about it, which of course everybody does, make sure you include, by the way, did you know he's the force multiplier for truth? And get the word out if you would. Thank you. All right, next. Can we stop pretending that any politician in Weirton is competent? Can we just finally stop pretending? Here's a message that I got from one of my loyal listeners. Excuse me. Still have the remnants of a cold, but fortunately, finally, it's almost done. But man, what a nasty thing that was. I've gone through so much Mucinex, those big pills. Jeez. Did you know this? At Kroger, I'm not making this up. I was stunned. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm hacking up hairballs and everything else. It's disgusting, whatever. I just need something. So I go to buy Mucinex at Kroger. Go to the checkout counter, and, you know, it's like, oh, here's, you know, $300 bill for, you know, a dozen eggs or whatever. And the lady asks, the cashier says, I need to see your driver's license. Said, what? Driver's license, you're buying Mucinex. I said, you got to be kidding me. No, got to do it, sorry. I had to show my driver's license to buy Mucinex. Can you believe this? Oh, but Dimitri, drugs and this. I shut up, who cares? Get out of my life. Anyways, I've been taking these Mucinex pills that are like horse pills or something. They're massive. But they do seem to be finally doing the job, but I got to tell you, still not there yet. Getting close. All right, back to my friend. Loyal listener. Very, very upset. Hancock County. Just furious. Weirton. So he sends me this. I'm not going to mention his name because he didn't give me permission to say it. Okay, I definitely think this is a big story and could become even bigger. The situation has been going on since last year. Many residents are without water. And it's all about Weirton, by the way. Residents without water on a regular basis, let alone when you do get water, you have to boil it to even use it. Questionable quality of water due to the boil orders, let alone little to no pressure when you do have it, and there's been no credit or any compensation given by the water department when you're not receiving what you're paying for. But the bigger concern is the quality of this water. Residents are being told that there was a large water line break in the mill that is not being repaired, such as a 9-inch water line that has now been abandoned, and the mill is not going to fix it, which is also causing water pressure throughout the city and the downtown areas. We've also been told they are losing more water they can replace and that the tanks in Weirton are barely half full for the city entirely. This is almost as bad as the Flint, Michigan water issue, if you recall that. Yeah, this actually does have a lot of the earmarkings of the Flint, Michigan issue. And it amazes me, and although it really shouldn't at this point, how the local media is not holding anybody accountable. Just not holding them accountable. Here are a couple of stories here that I just pulled. Weirton residents voice frustrations on lack of water. This is from 9. Residents continue to express frustration over the water issues. All right. They're demanding answers and want to know why the city's water woes continue. John Hager says, or Hager, H-A-G-E-R, Hager, I think, I'd really like are some answers, and what are we doing to correct this problem? Nobody knows what's going on, according to Monica Ewing. Nobody knows what's going on. Due to multiple water line breaks throughout the city, significant water supply challenges have been happening for weeks. The situation has now left approximately 300 to 400 households without water, while the entire city is under a mandatory water conservation order. By the way, 400 households doesn't mean 400 people. It means closer to like 800 people. According to this Monica Ewing, this is out of hand with Weirton water. I'm bathing by bottled water. I have no means to flush the commode, and I'm not the only one. Why do I have to? I mean, I called U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito trying to get a response. It was a voicemail, but that's okay. It's a start. I've got to do something. We'll get back to this in a second. Hagar and his wife have had no water during going on a week. Everyday actions like flushing the toilet, taking a shower, washing dishes and clothes are things many Weirton residents can't do. And we're not getting any type of support whatsoever, he says. As far as you know, if you get a case of water or something, how many times can you flush your toilet with a case of water? Not too many times when it comes to a gallon or a gallon and a half to flush your commode. He just wants answers. Just like a power company. If the power goes out, it's going to happen. It's expected, but they always give you a timetable or a time frame when it's going to be restored. It seems like they're just they've just went crickets on us. Wait a minute. I actually have crickets. It seems like they've just gone crickets on us, and we're not getting any kind of time frame. All right, that's enough. On what the expectation is for the water to be restored. The Weirton Area Water Board. There actually is such a thing. Talk about waterboarding. The Weirton Area Water Board released this statement on Monday. The board is confident that the water supply and pressure issues will stabilize as the broken water lines are identified and repaired. However, identifying the broken water lines is more complicated since the ground has been frozen solid. Water leaks that would commonly surface are not surfacing, and other leak detection methods typically used by the water department are not as effective. To address the situation, the water department has engaged outside consultants who have more sophisticated equipment to assist it in locating and repairing broken water lines. That's apparently the statement from the Weirton Area Waterboarding. This woman, Monica Ewing, says she'd like to see water trucks brought in. Do something. There's an emergency. Older people are all getting sick. I don't feel good right now. This is ridiculous. Hancock County Commissioner Aaron Check, who I do like, sent a statement to Nine. It reads, legislators are collaborating with the governor's office, National Guard, Rural Water, and the Public Service Commission to assist in supplementing potable and non-potable water supplies for both Weirton and Oakland. Weirton Water Department is entirely the authority of Weirton, but in recent discussions with the mayor, Dean Harris, we agreed that this is an all-hands-on-deck situation and collaboration is the best approach for the health and well-being of all residents. In its statement, the Weirton Area Waterboarding said the issues may not be fully resolved until February 10. The key word is may. May not be fully resolved. Here's another story. This is from 7. Steve Moore and Mary Flavin. Local officials say the ongoing water issues in Weirton are an all-hands-on-deck situation. The recent stretch of freezing weather we've experienced caused a series of waterline breaks, which have prevented officials from pumping and filling the Weirton Heights tanks, leaving many residents with either no water or low water pressure. Hancock County Commissioner President Aaron Check released a statement detailing what the plan is for moving forward. Weirton will be hiring an independent leak detection expert, will be, which means they still haven't, to assist them in finding the water leak breaks so that repairs can be made. The ground has been frozen solid, so finding these leaks has been difficult. They've also ordered a pump to replace the broken pump that fills the water towers. In the meantime, Weirton will distribute water at local fire stations and make home deliveries where needed. A few more things here, but the bottom line is this. Can we stop pretending that anybody connected with the Weirton Waterboarding has any clue about competence? Any?